This is Tim Mahoney, pastor of the Moss Bluff Pentecostals. I hope you enjoy this audio broadcast from one of our services. Now open your heart and open your mind to the Word of God.
In the foyer is a book that came about from a lot of notes and extreme times power, countering Antichrist spirit forces. And some of the chapter titles is Why Satan Hates You, Praying with Authority, Armor of God, Breaking Powers of Darkness, Word Made Flesh, Holy Ghost Power. And there'll be someone out there at the information booth if you'd like to get one of those. Our title tonight is Disguised Enemy Force Tactics. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I don't know that I've ever done messages like I did this morning and then come back with this one. But I'm just simply attempting to go by the leading of the Holy Ghost. And so I try not to do this, but so many times you want to analyze what you feel like God's telling you. In analyzing, I just feel like he's attempting to get someone's attention. That the things of this world that seem to be just a world evolving is not just a world evolving.
That's right.
It's things that's attempting to crush us into satanic dominion. And we have to fight against that. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. God, I bind every bit of evil influence
yes.
here tonight by the power and authority of the Word of God.
Yes.
I command it to go.
Yes.
Lord, I'm asking you to open our understanding, our minds, and our thoughts to what you have to say in this service.
Yes.
I pray, God, that your will is done here before we leave tonight. God, I pray for the mind of Christ for every one of us. And I pray, God, that you have your way here in Jesus' name. Can somebody say in the name of Jesus? Will you say it again in Jesus' name? Our text says, during the end time. Strong's Concordance explains it this way. Individuals would give heed to doctrines respecting demons, or demons teaching doctrines. Defining it down to the simple, this means people in latter times will embrace ideologies of evil spirits. Apostolics want to argue, discuss, complain against biblical principles that times have changed, has modernized, things have advanced and updated, times are different. And that's true. So have the devices of an enemy that's out to kill, steal, and destroy. He has modernized, he's changed with the times, is using the most updated, advanced tools available. The Antichrist spirit is at work deceiving and conditioning individuals to embrace anti-God principles, doctrines, and lifestyles with every tool imaginable.
That's right.
Whatever works could be hell's slogan.
Amen.
We live in the age that scripture makes more sense than ever. Verses like, they will be sent strong delusion. False Christs and prophets will arise. Beware of seducing spirits. Phrases, voice, heard, discussed, but nobody really gets it. It applies to everybody else. I can handle my justification. This doesn't have the same effect on me as it does them. It's fantasy, and I can deal with fantasy. In people's minds, these scripture phrases haven't clicked. This pertains to a different day and another time. In the minds of individuals, this doesn't apply to them. They have it all under control. People are too busy plotting, trudging, trotting, fighting, struggling, just living life. Regardless of where one finds themselves, whatever stage of life, all are enjoying the luxuries of technically advanced living, running to and fro. Living life on the edge, indulging in the many different progressive aspects of this life. The enemy disguises tactics and a multitude of strategies, preparing minds for tribulation living. In the near future, a day arrives that a man is worshipped as God. A system controls the earth, and lawlessness rules the world. It's not governments. It's not man. It's not governments that holds this man from his debut. It's not human powers, not Mideastern mystics or forces. According to 2 Thessalonians, it is the Holy Ghost dwelling in you and I. The church that holds back the man of sin, the Antichrist, from appearing. Like a tale from a comic strip of future global development, the spoiler deceives man into the new world order. But the fact is, it isn't a tale. It's not some story dreamed up from a nightmare. Not a review of a new Xbox game or soon-to-be-released movie. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. It is biblical, prophetic prediction that turns into cold, hard facts right before the eyes of tribulation dwellers. Friends of the spoiler with years of purposes have worked. Tricked by the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, to usher in its prince to world power. This satanic force is against everything and everybody. It draws all that will into a mindset that readies them for the tribulation. The evilness of today is in your face, bold, unhidden, yet stealthy attacks of deception. We teeter on the brink of the 7-year rule of terror with fantasy displaced by reality. The question tonight is, how compatible are we with the spoiler's world system thinking? Years of demonic effort have gone into preparing humanity for tribulation lifestyle mindsets. In ancient times, John instructed, even then the spirit of Antichrist was already at work. Satan, from the beginning of mankind, starting with Adam and Eve, has attempted to bring about the downfall of man through evil deception of the mind. The new world order has been planned in one way or another all through the ages. Evil forces working through humanity have worked through time to finally arrive us at the point that we are at today. There is nothing new about it. It has been in the works, driven by an evilness that has no other goal, other than world power to destroy humanity. Right. Individuals have lived and their plans have fit to some degree the Antichrist likeness. Scriptures tells us that many false prophets will arise and deceive many. It is a time that enemy force conditions minds for tribulation, tolerance, and acceptance living. Without understanding what they're doing, government leadership plan for tribulation governance. At the same time, satanic forces war against minds of individuals attempting to prepare people for the day of total satanic empowerment. In my search for an image to design the title slide for this message, I came across this picture. Things aren't always as they seem. Deception many times lurks in the details. Take, for instance, our title slide. The Images website title reads, "Here Resides the Balance of Our World." Goes on to explain, "The Chapel of the Gods is a hall where all are welcome to come and pray to their God. Many people come to the chapel for refuge, for no act of violence can occur due to the magical forces within the chapel itself, although finding out where the chapel actually stands is no small task. In the world of gaming, everything is a game. Finding your God is a game. This title slide looks to be a spiritual warfare image. But the fact is, the image's name is Zerosha. Its description explains it's the most holy of all gods, but then is dumbed down to magical in its explanation. Zerosha is the most widespread god, has the most influence upon the human world. The highest of his followers are known as the Knights of Zerosha, an ancient group of knights that fights evil wherever it may exist in this world. But it's just one of many gods. And you can come to the chapel and worship the god of your choice. The image is a false representation of perception. In an age of tolerance and justification, it's easy to not see things as they really are.
That's true.
No one wants to look for devils under every rock, but neither do we want to be deceived by demonic powers hiding in plain sight as well as behind and within everyday life events. Some things are obvious. Other deceptions are more camouflaged, wrapped up in nice-looking, feel-good, entertainment, innocent-looking packages. We have to know what's in the package before we unwrap it. Some pretty packages contain huge levels of immorality, New Age philosophy sells it as acceptable. Secular minds around the globe has been prepped to accept the Antichrist lifestyle.
It's the truth.
Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers and the desire of women. Legal cases, medical discoveries, movies and TV shows have increased the acceptance of homosexuality. Several religions accept homosexuality today, allowing openly gay clergy into their pulpits. People accept this abomination lifestyle. We don't hate the sinner. It's a sin we must abstain from and have no part of. But that's not my point tonight. The time has come when a world leader, not regarding the desire of women, can be accepted, be honored, and be placed into power. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, "Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name." Throughout this world, blasphemy is now the norm, with multitudes comfortable with abominable actions and entertainment. Entertainers sell tickets and recordings by the millions to their ungodly performances, hanging upside down on crosses, raunchy performances of over-the-top perversion, worsening with every performance, driven to outdo the last one and are to be raunchier than the other top-name performer. Screaming out blasphemy against God, reeking of one-world government symbolism. They entertain the masses lost in their beat to demonic powers. Videos are made, sold by the millions. The spirit of Antichrist entertainment performs every wicked activity known, entertaining minds toward tribulation lifestyle acceptance. World leaders scorn biblical principles. They defy godly instruction, spin their own agendas influenced by Satan. Many individuals, without understanding what they do, open themselves to the evil spirit realm of a dark, sinister world that works to consume them ultimately into the pits of hell. But most so-called Christians underestimate, downplay, disregard the evil workings of a spirit world out to devour them. In fact, you really want to find someone that believes in the spirit world. Find a Satanist. They've sold out to their beliefs, allowing demonic possession, unlike many Christians playing with one foot in and one foot out, straddling the fence of their faith. To what extreme does it go? The headlines read from Los Angeles CBS website, and I quote, LA adult studio begins construction on post-apocalyptic underground bunker. The article says, and I quote, a San Fernando Valley adult entertainment studio began construction this month. This was September 2011. On what it calls a post-apocalyptic underground bunker in anticipation of a global catastrophe that is rumored will take place. Their goal, I quote, our goal is nothing less than to survive the apocalypse to come in comfort and luxury, said Pink Visual spokesman Quentin Boyer. Whether that catastrophe takes a form of fireballs flung earthward by an all-seeing deity, extended torrential rainfall, biblical rapture, an earthquake-driven mega tsunami, radioactive flesh-eating zombies, or some combination of the above, we will be ready. He said it will house 1,200 to 1,500 people. Whether you believe in apocalyptic future events, there's an evil force deceiving the minds of individuals to pour millions into building in their minds an apocalyptic proof facility. Instead of turning to God, they defy God using their words, whether it be biblical rapture or some other apocalyptic event. In their words, their mindset is, we will beat God. James 2:19 states that the devils believe and tremble with the knowledge of God. The problem with our world today, individuals don't believe and refuse to believe. The same fallen adversary that trembles and fears God, blinds with deception, continues seeking mankind's destruction. Individuals acknowledge a belief it's going to happen, but they go against the laws of God without repentance. That is a coming tribulation lifestyle thinking according to Scripture. It is a direct prelude to fulfillment of Revelation 16 of the people rising up, not repenting, but seeking to defy and beat God. This setting is at the end of the apocalypse, when all of humanity, motivated by the Antichrist, turns all of their anger and hatred against God. And in their arrogance, they attempt to overthrow God. In essence, beat and win against God. At the end of the tribulation, we have moved beyond how the tribulation is going to take place to evilness planning to withstand and overcome God. That is a place and the point that you're living at today. That is society thinking. Scripture speaks, it's Jesus talking. He says it very plainly. You're either for me or you're against me. There is no middle ground. What do we allow to entertain our minds? What prepares your mind? For what does it prepare for? Are we allowing our mind to prepare for heavenly places? Or does it prepare for tribulation lifestyle living? A warm-up to eternal hell. It's easy to justify what we want to justify. We make right in our own eyes what we want to make right. Through, with, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we must manage the stuff in our life It can't control us. I'm not preaching against air tonight. Made that statement this morning. Manage is a key word. We have to go to get back to the pure basics. I will set no evil thing before my eyes. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable and murderers, blood and gore would include murder. And whoremongers. Whoremongers means fornicators. Strong sexual content includes fornication. And sorcerers. Sorcerers is drug users. The overview of this game includes drugs. And idolaters. Idolaters can also be included in alcohol consumption. And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is a second death. Manhunt. The overview reads, rated M, mature 17 plus, for blood and gore, intense violence, strong language, strong sexual content, use of drugs. Nothing wrong with that. What's a little violence? Blood and gore, sex, drugs. What's that going to hurt? It's just fantasy. Individuals entertain themselves with the exact stuff that scripture says is going to damn people to a lake of fire.
That's so true. My God help us.
But thinks there's no problem with what they're playing with. Again, I'm not preaching against electricity. I'm not preaching against your Wii, against your Xbox, against technology. This isn't even a message about gaming entirely. Gaming is just one of many resources the enemy is using in mind preparation. We better know how to manage this technology that we hold in our hands. We have to become knowledgeable of the device of Satan and his use to destroy, manipulate, and prepare minds. This battle is warred in the mind. Scripture has been forgotten. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. What? Know ye not? Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not of your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. If we really believe this, if we really believe God's word, bought with a price, temple of the Holy Ghost, shouldn't I be treating this as something that is housing royalty? Individuals entertain mindsets of the damned through channels of entertainment, allowing deception by an enemy to brainwash their minds into states of numbness to truth reality. Revelation 16:11 describes a day that man hates God, curses him, schemes to beat him, defying him, throwing all caution away of belief in his deity. But today your mind can stroll through halls of fantasy, beating the worst nightmarish place the Bible describes, desensitizing the mind to the haunts of hell, where the worm dieth not, with blood and gore and intense violence, nudity and sexual content. Dante's Inferno takes you to hell. Listen to the game's overview. For millennia, the concept of hell has captivated saints and sinners alike. Dante's Inferno thrust you into the darkly imagined world of the nine circles of hell. Step into the nightmarish realm where you'll confront hideous monsters in your own shadowed past. See if you can withstand the cruel punishments of hell. Let me get this straight. So you play the game. You're beating demons. You're beating this level of hell. Then you go to the next level and you beat that level. Then you go to the next level and you beat that one. And then finally you're through the game. You've been beating demons. You've beat the levels of hell. And you tell me your mind doesn't desensitize to what hell is all about?
My God, hear it.
Through the portals of the mind, world mindedness anesthesia is administered. World philosophy thinking justified. The mind is desensitized. There is an Antichrist spirit force that takes individuals down fantasy pathways through false pretenses of authenticity, slings them out on the other side, callous to reality. It's just fantasy, no permanent immoral problem playing, imagining. Really? Tell that to the family that lost their teenager at the Columbine High School shooting, or to the victim's family of Oakland, California shooting, to the Virginia Tech shooting, more recently the Sandy Hooks in Connecticut. Talk to the family of the 8-year-old here in South Louisiana that was playing Grand Theft Auto, a video game of theft, murder, and prostitution, that takes a gun and authorities say intentionally kills his 90-year-old grandmother. I can continue to list. You get the point. You will have a problem convincing victims' families, violent crime professionals, and analysts, researchers, that violent games, videos, virtual reality violence is not taking its toll on individuals. The world still doesn't get it. Reviewers and researchers screaming out, but no one's listening. Satan, through the spirit of Antichrist, is like a well-oiled machine running at full throttle, preparing the world for his rule. For years, it was just through the mind. Today, it parallels with the physical as well. I quote a secular reviewer from the Telegraph, which, by the way, is a pretty liberal UK newspaper. The headlines: "Our attitude to violence is beyond a joke, as new Batman film The Dark Knight shows." This review was written before the ghastly shooting in Aurora, Colorado. He goes on to say, I quote, "The greatest surprise of all, even for me," he says, "even after 8 years spent working as a film critic, has been the sustained level," his words, "intensely sadistic brutality throughout the film." That was his assessment. But Christians don't get it. Another source, crosswalks.com, so-called Christian movie critic, recommends and believes the movie deserves Oscar consideration. So a movie analyst from a secular viewpoint is critical, but a so-called Christian critic praises it. Anybody confused? Anybody see a problem here? Hell is laughing its head off. From an evil, demonic, spirit force perspective, can't you imagine that the best thing that could happen would be that at the premiere of this violent film, that a masked gunman dressed as a character would walk in, killing at least 12, wounding at least 50? Does it make sense to you, this further numbs society?
Yes, it does.
Another secular source writes, society is seduced by sadism. It's not normal for liberal secularism to be critical and recognize the level of violence that entertainment is putting in books, movies, gaming, etc., on and on. But so-called Christians are caught up in the love of it.
That's right.
Somebody better decide what normal is.
Amen.
This world and all of its chaos, its sadistic mindsets, its messed up entertainment, its worldly, lustful, self-centered thinking, it's not normal. Somebody better figure out what normal is. Start clinging to the cross. Stop messing around with this upside down, dysfunctional world. There's an Antichrist spirit force that takes individuals down messed up thinking pathways. Daniel 11:36, and the king, talking about the Antichrist, shall do according to his will. He shall exalt himself, magnify himself above every god. 38, verse 38, but in his estate shall he honor the God of forces. This scripture not only is not just talking about military force, it's also talking about evil forces. The Greek defines this word forces as a fortress or stronghold. Stronghold refers to Satan, which is the force behind the spirit of Antichrist. Right now, throughout this world, the Antichrist spirit processes minds of individuals through stages of thinking, so people will be conditioned to live a tribulation lifestyle. We've left the place where you and I grew up, Brother Mahoney, where they talked about it and they tried to figure out what was going to happen and how this was going to happen and how that was going to take place, to the point where now we're talking about conditioning for the tribulation. Think about it. One minute you're here walking this earth. The next minute, boom, thousands are gone. A rapture's taking place. Something has got to condition minds to be able to accept that reality. Those left behind will have help from today's spirit world that deceives them for apocalyptic living. People that have allowed Satan to trick their minds will be able to adapt quickly to tribulation mindsets. Individuals that flirt with fantasy now will walk halls of reality during the tribulation on a march to the pits of hell. They will possess a horrible, tormented knowledge. That knowledge, there will be no way out. No end to the horrors. No end game button. The left behind individual will live the intense violence, blood, and gore, and the sexual perversion of a fallen, demonic-driven world. The difference between the deceitful fantasies of now will be the breathtaking reality finale of then. Fantasy will be gone, replaced with real, chill, blood-curdling fear. There is a spiritual force of evilness at work today, sweeping people away from the bride of Christ lifestyle into world system thinking by demonic deception. Our prayer should be, God, give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding to overcome the deception, the traps, the plan that the enemy has set against me during this end time hour. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I'm not worried about this hour. I'm not worried about this day. I've got my armor on. I'm at attention. Standing. When I've done all, just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. When we allow our mind to be fed negative stuff, sorcery, death, rebellion, adultery, fornication, pornography, witchcraft, etc., on and on, it opens doors to demonic attack straight from the pits of hell. The list is endless. Influences of trappings out to snare us into webs of deceit. Images that take our mind down roads of lustful thinking, rebellion against biblical principles, avenues of vanity, dumps us into the catacombs of world philosophy that warps our mind from the positive, overcoming, victorious, sound mind thinking God meant for us to live. Oh, preacher, you're being extreme. It's not that bad. I can handle this. It's just fantasy. I was at a church not long ago, and gave this message. At the end of the service, a lady walked up. She said, I have a question for you. I said, sure. You really believe that stuff? I said, absolutely. She said, let me tell you something. In the message, I'd mentioned the book's Twilight. She said, that stuff, that's just a teenage fantasy. That's just, that there's no problems with that. She said, I've read every one of the books. I have no problems with it. It doesn't disturb me. It's not messing with me. She said, sir, you're wrong. I said, okay. Not going to argue with you. The lady was standing right there. She walked off. She looked at me, and tears were running down her eyes. She said, I don't mean to talk about her, but she said, that's the most depressed individual in our congregation. A couple of years ago, a 15-year-old girl made a pact with another 15-year-old. They had both been reading the book Twilight. You know grandfather's name if I mentioned it, Brother Mahoney. Half of you guys here probably would know who I'm going to say it because he's given me permission to tell the story. Brother Rodney Bankins, his granddaughter, made a pact with another girl on a Sunday afternoon, 15-year-old, that they would hang themselves that afternoon to meet Edward, main character in the Twilight saga. Brooke Bankins did and succeeded. She died that afternoon. The other girl chickened out. But what's interesting, 2 days later, she stepped out in front of a car. She was with her mom. It was a total accident. Was run over, killed instantly. On the same day, they both were buried by the same Pentecostal preacher, the same funeral home, the same church. And you're trying to convince me there's not an enemy force. You better recognize what you're playing with and what you're messing with. This stuff is not just happening by accident. Your pastor made a statement this morning that confirmed what was rolling through my mind that I needed to preach this message tonight. He said, the stuff that you're watching, the games that you're playing, you don't know what you're doing, something like that. And that's exactly the truth. This stuff that seems innocent, these things are not happening by happenstance. There is a plan formed. And if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your grandchildren and do it for your children. We've become too comfortable with world system philosophy. We're too comfortable with it. I grew up in a day and a time that most of y'all did. And I'll tell you, I remember night after night, back in the day that we'd visit other people. We don't visit very often anymore, but back in the day when we did, as a 8, 9, 10-year-old riding home in the back seat of the car, scared to death because mom and dad had been talking about the tribulation, had been talking about the rapture, and I'm literally shaking even though they're just a seat in front of me. I'm thinking, my Lord, am I going to make it home tonight? And now we're to the point where we're not talking about it. And our kids are messing with stuff. My wife works at Best Buy. She's a business. She's a PR person is what she is for businesses. But every now and then she works in gaming. Or she works in this department or that department. Fills in when she's not busy with what she's doing. And the things she has told me, what's crazy about what I'm telling you, it wasn't crazy, it's not an accident. But at the time that I was putting this message together, they started working her in that department. And our eyes was open. Dante's Inferno that I mentioned to you a little while ago, that game adapts to your personality. And as you play it, as you go through the different parts of hell, it adapts. And it's as if you're playing through your past and things that are near and dear to you. But we're writing it all off. It's just a world evolving. Tonight, it's time to get a hold of ourselves and recognize and realize there is an enemy. It doesn't matter whether you're 100 years old or whether you're 15 years old. You see, there's people of all ages playing these things, and it's not just games that I'm talking about here. It's reaching into every kind of avenue. There is a spirit force. I want to shut up, folks, but I can't do it. I'm trying to reach for somebody. God is seeking somebody to change the path, the road that you're on, and recognize I've got an enemy. I've got a big bullseye, and there is an enemy out to destroy me. Can we all stand? In this place tonight is needs. There's individuals here in a congregation this side. I'm not trying to act like a prophet or anything like that, so just make that distinction. There's in this size congregation, there's needs. There's people that you've got sickness, you've got illness. There's individuals that have financial situations. There may even be home situations, family situations, things like that. And you need an answer from God. There's also people here that this message has struck a chord with you. It may be a game. It may be movies. It may be this or that. There's all kind of situations among us. And God is here to take care. You can leave here tonight different than the way you came. One thing I'm experiencing, and I've talked to a missionary just the other day, talking to evangelists. One thing that's going on, just like he said would happen, in these last days, he's pouring out his spirit. In the services that I'm involved in and that others are involved in, I'm hearing it. I'm sure you are too, Brother Mahoney. I've heard it from down here. You guys have had some tremendous healings take place in this place. Tonight, there's needs in this house. This afternoon, while I was preparing this message, I felt him speak to me. And he said, I'm going to take care of things tonight. I'm going to take care of some things. Now that, I am being prophetic about. There's people that can leave here tonight pain-free. There's people that can leave here with an answer to a problem. There's people that can leave here with a new lease on life. You can be set free of things that the enemy has attempted to strangle you with. What I'm getting ready to ask you, everyone, all the different things, the representations of what I've taught, we're making it easy tonight. Whether it's some sin you need to repent of, or whether it's a need that you need an answer for. You simply need to step out of your seat and come down, and in a few moments we're going to pray, and God's going to do some things here tonight. Yes. Will you come?